Peace, love, and light, y'all. Grand Rising. It is currently 6 a.m. and I am up and getting my day started. Today's topic will be an introduction to Nigella Knows podcast. I am a mother, I am a wife, I am a daughter, a friend, a sister, a confidant, an inspiration. I am a poet, I am an artist, and this podcast will be about real life shit, things that I go through on a daily basis. And majority of my podcast content will be just real life, real, raw, in-depth conversations that I have with myself that I just so happen to record. And like I said, today is my first episode, so please bear with me. But I'm very excited to start this journey and add this to my portfolio of my healing and self-care journey. This podcast will literally be just me having conversations with myself, and if it just so happens to be relatable and if you relate to it, awesome. But so the first topic of today's podcast is called Girl, Build Your Damn Self Up. And I wanted to start off with reading this quote first. Girl, get a hold of your life. Stop self-medicating. Stop hiding out. Stop being afraid. Stop giving away pieces of yourself. Stop saying you can't do it and just fucking do it. Stop the negative self-talk. Stop abusing yourself. Stop crying about what happened and take control of what happens next. Get up right now and rise from where you've been. Wipe away the tears and pain from yesterday and start again. You deserve it. So just to expand off of the quote for a second, I just wanted to go into what the actual first topic is, and it's the I need a hero syndrome. And to me, my own basic reflection of that is basically looking everywhere outside of yourself for that self-accountability, that self-discipline, you know, that internal work that needs to be done that only you can do. And looking outside of yourself, searching for that validation from people, places, and things that, first of all, are not on your frequency. That's first and foremost. Secondly, who will literally never, ever see shit from your perspective. People who will never understand the work that you're doing, the mission behind it, the purpose behind it. And I resonate with this quote so much because it's very, very direct, and it's basically some of the biggest issues that I have on a daily basis and that I fight with internally on a daily basis. Stop self-medicating. For me, smoking was my biggest kryptonite. Smoking for me was my biggest liability. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not sitting here trying to persuade anybody to stop doing whatever it is that you're doing. Whatever you do to get through the day, do it by all means necessary. But for me, I realized that smoking is something that keeps me in a low frequency, especially when my mind is not matching my intention. So I decided for the umpteenth time on December 1st that I was going to stop smoking for 6 months. And I've been doing really good. I'm proud of myself. And within this month, in a couple days of me not smoking, I've literally seen such a change in my energy levels. I'm able to get up at 5 in the rising like I've been planning to since forever. I've been very strict on my rising rituals, my morning routines, and I just really see a difference in myself when since I've released that from myself. Now, I'm not saying that I'm never going to go back to the green ganja. I ain't saying that. But right now, I know it's important for me to build that discipline within myself, for me to gain control of myself again and not give so much power and control to something outside of myself. Then another part of the quote that resonates with me so fucking much is when she said, "Stop giving away pieces of yourself." And when I read that, I had to read that part a couple times just so it can hit home for me. Like, stop giving away pieces of yourself. Just to give a little background, I am the middle child of 11 children, and I grew up very much so in the middle child syndrome, and I fell victim to that majority of my life. I grew up without a father. Just a little transparency moment. I was sexually abused from the age of 6 to right up until my 13th birthday. And for a very long time after that, I literally used to give away pieces of myself to any and everybody who would pretend to see me, who would pretend to value me, who would pretend to understand the pain that I was going through without me being able to express or articulate my pain. So a lot of people had access to me who truly, truly did not deserve me. And for a very long time, I felt so unseen, unheard, unappreciated, undervalued, and just mishandled, abused. I just felt these emotions for so long. So when I got to high school, literally a year after I basically stopped getting abused, I went right into high school, and that was an emotional turmoil for me. And I'll get into, you know, the details of that in different episodes, but my high school experience was very traumatic because of the way I viewed myself, because of the way I did not value myself, because of the way I truly, truly was so disconnected from myself. I allowed people to take full advantage of me, and I forgive myself now because I truly enter and understand that I did not know what the fuck was going on within me. I truly did not know where the disconnect came from, even though I was sitting in so many layers of pain. I was sitting with so many different emotions, but I truly did not know how to articulate this. And so that allowed people to, you know, like I said, take advantage and just have too much access to me, knowing that they truly, truly did not deserve it. In the next part, she says, "Stop saying you can't do it and just fucking do it. Stop the negative self-talk and stop abusing yourself. Stop crying about what happened and take control of what happens next." And that brings me to my next subtopic, which is stop dwelling in your victimhood. Like, for real, you have to stop dwelling in your victimhood, because at the end of the day, nothing grows there. When you continue to live in the same cycles of that brokenness and that same cycle of that hurt and that pain, or, oh, he did this to me, or she did this to me, or my mom did this, or da 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 da, you will never, ever, ever see yourself in your fullest potential, because you keep pointing your finger at everybody outside of yourself. Yeah, all these external people did all this fucked up shit to you and all this other shit, but look inward and figure out what you can do to clean up the mess. Figure out what it is that you can do internally to put your soul, your spirit, your mind at bay and at ease, and so you can live in peace and harmony within yourself, and stop looking for the confirmation from other people when you give your power away by blaming someone else. You are literally giving your fucking power away. So, like, literally stop doing that shit. When you continue to live in that victimhood, you are doing nothing but giving power to those people. And my sixth grade teacher told me this quote in sixth grade, and I remember this day, and I remember this to this day because I repeat it so much to myself and to anybody who needs this reminder. But the quote basically says, "He who controls your emotions control you." And when she said that to me, it literally sent a tingle up my spine. Like, I still remember the exact situation that caused her to tell me that. And since that day, it has stuck with me because that is literally the realest shit ever. He who controls your emotions control you. And since that day, I literally vowed never to give anybody that much power and control over me. Now, life is going life and shit is going to happen. Not everybody sees you as you see yourself. Not everybody is a reflection of you. So, of course, shit is going to happen that's going to penetrate your aura. Shit is going to happen that's going to fuck your vibrations up. And, you know, it's just about you gaining that control and you taking your power back in that moment and realizing, like, he who controls your emotions control you. Are you going to allow this person to fuck your day up, or are you going to take control and allow those emotions to fester for a couple minutes, let it go, let God, and move past it? And that's truly how I've been learning to operate my life, because I want to be in control of myself. I don't care what anybody in the past has done to me. I truly do not care. I do not live in that level of victimhood, because I understand that my life is dictated and controlled by me. The choices that I make, the thoughts that I have, my frequency, my aura, my vibrations is in my control. So being though I live with that, and that is my mantra on a daily basis, is somewhat easier for me to maneuver in emotional situations, because I truly understand that he who controls your emotions control you. So stop living in that "oh, why me" mindset, and literally change your fucking perspective. When you change your perspective, your life literally fucking shifts. When you truly want to see a change within yourself, and when you can envision a higher version of yourself, it'll be easier for you to release certain things that are keeping you in a low vibration. It'll be so much easier for you to remove the people from your life that literally suck the energy out of you. When you see, like, yourself to in your fullest potential, you literally have to do all the things that will make you uncomfortable in order for you to get comfortable. I hope that makes sense. Like, you have to force yourself to do the things that are uncomfortable in order for you to grow. You have to force yourself to get up early. You have to take care of your responsibilities. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to evaluate your priorities and figure out, what the fuck do I need to be doing? What do I need to be investing my energy to? What the fuck do I need to be doing in order for me to get to this level that I know I have the potential to possess? What do I need to do? Like, you really have to understand that nobody is going to do the work for you. Nobody gives a fuck enough about you on some real shit to do the level of work that is required in order for you to heal yourself. It's nobody else's job, duty, or responsibility to heal you but you. Nobody is going to do it for you. They are your goals, your dreams, and everything that you want, need, and desire starts and ends with you, and source, of course. But anything outside of that, anything outside of you, is just extra. So stop searching for that external validation and validate yourself. Stop looking for people to show up for you and show up for your fucking self. Stop looking for people. Stop waiting for people to give you your flowers and go out and buy them your fucking self. Stop living in victimhood and giving people power over you. Stop giving people access to you who you know truly do not deserve you. And once you start to make those connections within yourself, I swear life will get so much easier. Like, And another thing is, like, you really have to shift your mindset and shift your perspective when it comes to this healing journey. Like, healing is not fucking easy. Oh my God, yo, this shit is not easy at all. Like, the level of work that is required in order for you to even come remotely close to being healed is so hard, and a lot of people is not ready for this level of commitment, because I even fluctuate on, like, on a daily basis, but I truly enter and understand that my mindset is what creates my reality. So even on my worst days, even on my days when I'm in emotional turmoil and I don't feel like doing nothing, or I'm getting in my depressive states, I truly, truly believe that better days are coming for me, because I have unshakable faith, and I hold myself accountable, and I do the work that is required. Even when I don't feel like showing up, I show up. And on the days when I don't show up, I give myself grace, because I know this shit is not easy. And I have to give myself love and grace, because I know nobody outside of myself is going to do that for me. And I just lastly want to end my first podcast off with just reading some affirmations about unconditional love for self. I choose to be kind to myself and love myself unconditionally. I am aligned with the highest frequency of love. I fully love and embrace who I am, even as I continue to grow. My heart is open, loving, and pure. I choose connection over division. I choose compassion over judgment. I give and receive love effortlessly and unconditionally. I am worthy of praise and unconditional love. I am always deserving of love. I am vibrating positive, loving energy, and I attract the same energy in return. I am a beacon of love and compassion. I am kind, generous, and compassionate. I embrace silence and know my deep inner peace. I love and accept myself for exactly the person I am right now. I allow myself to accept and receive love from myself and others. I show compassion for myself always. I cultivate deep courage and compassion within my mind, body, soul, and spirit. I embrace my gifts and my imperfections equally. I love every single part of myself fully and unconditionally. Love and compassion are my superheroes, and they will continue to help me grow as far as I want to go. Thank you all so much for showing up and listening to this podcast. I have intentions on posting a new podcast weekly every Monday, early in the rising, so be on the lookout for that. Truly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for supporting me and listening to this podcast. If you've made it to the end, I hope that this podcast helped you in some way, helped you realize something within yourself, helped spark something within yourself, and I'll see you guys next week.